That was Its Way With Me from Y Oaks, Every Day Like the Last. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On February 24th, the BCIHL Red Leafs ended their regular season in Kelowna against the Okanagan Lakers, where the hosts inflicted a 49-shot barrage on SFU backstop Cooper Giesbrecht, who stopped 44 shots in the Red Leafs' 5-0 loss at Capital News Center Rink 1. In the last day of the 2023-24 BCIHL regular season.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Here are the final BCIHL standings for the 2023-24 season. 2 points were awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or a shootout loss. Vancouver Island University, first, 17-3, 34 points. University of Victoria, second, 14-5-1, 29 points. Okanagan Lakers, third, 10-9-1, 21 points. Simon Fraser, fourth, 7-11-2, 16 points. And Logan Lake Miners finished last at 2-18. The 2024 BCIHL playoffs, where all of the games are at Logan Lake Recreation Center, home of the Logan Lake Miners, kicked off yesterday between the 4th seed SFU Red Leafs and 5th Logan Lake Miners. The Miners opened the scoring at 3:31 into the game as Jordan Lario beat SFU's backstop Cooper Giesbrecht, but the Red Leafs tied the game on a power play 3:06 later as Gabe Perron eluded Logan Lake's Matthew Enns, who faced a whopping 22 SFU shots, while Cooper Giesbrecht confronted 17 from Logan Lake. The Red Leafs took the 2-1 lead 8:23 into period 2 as Max Lifewood scored another power play goal on Matthew Enns. But the Miners struck back on another power play as Jordan Lario scored on Cooper Giesbrecht for the second time, with 1:23 left in the middle stanza, where SFU outshot Logan Lake 16-9. The Miners grabbed the 3-2 lead 9:50 into period 3 as Gavin Matty eluded Cooper Giesbrecht and doubled their lead with 2:18 left in regulation as Darius Sims scored Logan Lake's second power play goal in the game. The Red Leafs cut the deficit to 1 with 52 seconds left as Caleb Douglas scored SFU's third power play goal of the night. However, Jordan Lario scored his third of the night with just 19 seconds left as the Miners won their first ever BCIHL playoff game, a 5-3 win over SFU. Matthew Enns was lights out for the Miners with 50 saves on 53 shots, while Cooper Giesbrecht made 36 saves on 41 shots. The venue host Logan Lake Miners are currently playing the third seed Okanagan Lakers, where the Lakers are up 1-0. The night game sees the top two seeds between the UVic Vikes and VIU Mariners, where when the puck drop is at 7 p.m.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? One out of every four LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome back. Now I'd like to explore the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse at this time. It plays in Division 1 of Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. On February 24th, SFU bested the hosts Santa Clara Blancos 11-10 as the Red Leafs were led by Alan Gain, Oscar Lucas with 2 goals, 1 assist each, and Nolan Nelson's 3 goals in Santa Clara University at Santa Clara, California. The Red Leafs then traveled to St. Mary's University the next day, February 25th, for their game against the Nevada Wolfpack, the designated home team. Oscar Lucas led SFU with 2 goals and an assist as the Red Leafs smashed Wolfpack 13-6 at St. Mary's College in Moraga, California.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia, for over the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board and removed Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched a second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and council the same day. On December 11th, Jas Johal, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street, blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, NDP police transition will cost you more, with the last four words in capital letters. On the middle were three claims. A, $466 million over the next 10 years. B, massive double-digit tax increase. And C, less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says, find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10 recruits, which drew a sharp rebuke from the BC Premier David Eby, as the city cited the SPS went over budget, according to its lawyer Peter German, which has forced the Surrey Police Union to pay them, also drew condemnation from Save Surrey Coalition councillors Doug Elford, Mandy Negra, along with Linda Annis from Surrey First, according to Bo Simpson of Surrey Now Leader. Surrey and SPB traded barbs on January 16th as the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS went over budget as it spent $75.4 million in 2023, a budget overrun of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justified the city's refusal to pay 10 officers last month, as civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expense of Surrey Police Service to the residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16, 2024, as the SPB Administrator Mike Sir claimed the following. Surrey Police Service make 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB, with Locke as its chair, submitted the SPS 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City, but the city slashed the SPS budget by 70% to $48.8 million, as Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. After Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but Mayor Locke rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU President Rick Stewart wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assumed the following. The Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023. But even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million on top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's policing surplus to a total of $102 million with a $330 million budget. On January 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, visited some Surrey Police Service officers when the Surrey Police Board had another meeting, while Kyle Friesen, the SPS in-house lawyer, claimed that a petition which Surrey has filed two in the BC Supreme Court does not stop the transition. Just as Kevin Liu was assigned on January 4th, none of the SPS, RCMP, NPF, and SPU are parties to the petition, but it's the City Surrey against BC's Attorney General, Nikki Sharma, and the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, Mike Farnworth. Furthermore, Friesen added the review standard for a judicial review is not correct decision, but if it's a reasonable decision by the minister and the director of police services, which is Glenn Lewis. According to Tom Sitarak of the Surrey Now Leader, on January 22nd, the next day, on January 23rd, the Surrey Police Service tweeted the link about its 2023 expenditure up to November 30th, which was revealed during the Surrey Police Board meeting 4 days prior at just under $66 million. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers deployed at a time, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, at a total of $337 million. For 80 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward without residents... Just a minute, please. Without residents being forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. Let me just see. On February 3rd, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against the SPS on multiple outlets, where Surrey City Manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22, 2023, where Kirk & Co. was contracted to be paid a minimum of $100,000 in Surrey's $500K campaign against the BC NDP and SPS. Between October 30th and December 15th, 2023, Surrey paid out $172,000, with just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co. and over $20,000 for Patterson Outdoor, among other things. Among the 19 people in Kirk & Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald as the chief at strategic officer, the first and the last chief of staff for the BC Liberal Premier Christy Clark between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, last summer on a two-year contract totaling $500,000. On February 5th, the Save Surrey Coalition, the party of the last mayor, Doug McCallum, slammed the current mayor, Brenda Locke, accusing her of obstructing deployment of 50 additional SPS officers. On the same day, the SPS announced 11 more officers were deployed, to about 200 officers actively deployed into operational police roles. The next day, on February 6th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke also minimized 11 additional SPS officers deployed, as they don't make a big dent, and fired back at the Surrey Safe Coalition councillor, Mandeep Negra, by saying fear-mongering, the crime severity index going down in the last decade, the SSC refused to hire more officers in 2018, didn't add one firefighter and one bylaw officer, while Surrey grew by 60,000 between 2018 and 2022, according to Tom Sitarak of Surrey Now Leader. On the afternoon of February 15th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke provided her first State of City address, where she proposed a 12,000-seat stadium in Surrey as a headline, also committed to hiring 25 additional firefighters, police officers, and 10 more bylaw officers every year. On February 20th, the Surrey Police Service updated its numbers as they announced 357 sworn police officers on their Twitter and website, where the latter outlined 285 males, 72 females, with 154 being visible minorities, and 60 civilian employees. February 28th was the Pink Shirt Day in Canada to raise awareness against bullying, discrimination, homo, transphobia, and transmisogyny, where multiple police agencies participated, including the Burnaby, Surrey RCMP, and the SPS, which also outlined their deployment process into Surrey's policing operations, which began in November 2021 via multiple phases, to over 200 officers within the Surrey RCMP detachment on their Twitter page.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 9 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is A Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, is the fourth band, Yes, Mirror to the Sky. The tune is With Living Out Their Dream.